Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Welcome in to our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Gym Class for a Monday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you had a great Super Bowl weekend. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, formerly the sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And thanks to everybody at Third Base for helping us out. We do appreciate it. The presenting sponsor of the Gym Class, they are locally owned and operated. And stop on by. When you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Also coming up today and throughout the week, since Valentine's Day is just around the corner, Mark, keep that in mind. I haven't gotten anything yet for my significant other. So maybe this is a great idea. Head on out to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and we've got your shot and a $50 gift card today and all this week. They've got much. They've got garden supplies, plants, but more than that, Mark. Slippers, sweaters, wine, jewelry, home decor, and unique gifts.
I noticed that, yeah.
Out there as well on Highway 151 east side of Marion, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. And they've got specialty events and workshops all through the year. The next one coming up, just ahead of Valentine's Day, next Wednesday, February the 13th, Drinks in the Dirt.
Drinks in the Dirt.
Drinks in the Dirt, Mark. Specialty event and workshops. We didn't have bowling night in America that night. I would be partaking in that, but you can partake in that as well. Just stop on by, give them a call at Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and we've got a $50 gift card today and all through the week for you to win right here on KGYM. Lots to get to on the show off a busy, busy weekend in the world of sports. You got basketball, strange day of golf yesterday. And, of course, you've got Super Bowl 53 that I will say this, Mark, because I knew what the outrage was going to be after a 13-3 game. I told myself I am not going to go on social networking throughout the game or after the game to a certain extent because I didn't want to read how the game is broken. We need to fix it. We need to get offense back into it. Not every game can be 41-33 or whatever it was last year. It was a close game. It was a fun game, and it kept my attention. So my two cents worth. You don't have to have a shootout in every game. What do you think? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I thought it was disappointingly dreadful.
Dreadful? I like defense,
dreadful,
though.
I like defense as much as the next guy, and I think both teams game planned brilliantly. It was highly competitive. But I want a little bit more than 13-3. I don't necessarily need 41-35.
Do we need to redo everything,
no,
though?
No, of course not.
Well, that's what people are talking
about.
The
offenses need to do better. And it had a lot to do with the defenses. And, God, I wouldn't call it a snooze fest from time to time, but come on, 3-0 at halftime and 3-3 going to the fourth.
Could have been worse. Could have been 2-0 at halftime, like a Super Bowl IX, I believe, was.
It was a nil-nil soccer match in many regards to me.
What do you think out there on the Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600? Like it, hate it, detested it, wanted more defense? What do you think? 319-366-1600.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the Super Bowl, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Years from now, when you hear Super Bowl 53, what will you think of? Five choices: defense, GOAT, meaning the greatest of all time, boredom, Maroon 5, or corn syrup. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I didn't watch the halftime show.
You know, I was tuning out. I didn't watch many of the commercials. You know, typically,
no, I did.
Typically, I typically do too in the Super Bowl, but typically when I'm watching television, I tend to tune out the commercials. I get something out of the refrigerator or whatever it may be, but I didn't even think the commercials were that good. Budweiser's taking a step back. I love you, Dale Lee, or whatever you're called now. I love the folks of Budweiser here in town.
7K?
7G.
7G, thank
yes.
you. What I think K for? I'm sorry.
But aside from the NFL commercial, probably, that was pretty good.
NFL commercial was a home run, getting ready to celebrate 100 years, and that was incredible. Very well done. And have all the star power they had in that thing was just absolutely amazing.
But you don't have the dog and horse interaction. One of them gets lost and comes home and, you know, brings you to tears.
Well, I tell you
what.
Was
that a couple, 3 years ago? I don't know.
Yes, I tell you what. And a lot of the creative minds behind these commercials are handcuffed now, basically, because of 2019. Of how it's going to be perceived, et cetera. You can't do as much as you used to be able to 10 years ago, even, as far as your creative, because people are going to think it's in poor taste or whatever the case may be. That I've seen that written many times in the week leading up to the Super Bowl, that a lot of these Super Bowl ads aren't quite as big anymore because of the fact they can't do nearly as much. They don't want to be in trouble with America. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I will give you this. NFL was good. I thought the commercial about the people acting as dogs in the dog show, I thought that was great. And I can't remember.
That avocados
that was the
from
avocados
Mexico?
From yeah. Mexico. Yep, that was terrific.
See, I didn't watch many commercials.
And then the Google ad with Harrison Ford and the dog, I thought that was very good. But the best one besides the NFL had to be the Stella Artois with the dude coming back and not ordering the White Russian and others as well coming back. But I thought that was best in show. Without a doubt.
I think I was getting a turkey sandwich about that time. I don't know.
319-366-1600. What was better, the commercials or the game or Maroon 5? I don't think they're going to get many votes.
Several comments on the Hurtin & Stocker Jeweler text line, 366-1600. Predictably, Cajun Troy, wrong teams in Super Bowl 53. That's what I'll remember.
Well, as I said in my Sports View earlier today, that I kind of sat through that game in kind of just a funk because how...
What could have been?
Could have been and how close it was to having my team there. And Troy is in the same boat, I'm sure.
Well, that's what 1593 says. Can't believe we were gypped out of a Saints-Chiefs game for that.
I'm not going to say the Chiefs are gypped.
95-79, the problem
they
I had
a chance to get the ball.
The problem I had with the game is that these two coaching staffs, especially McVay, were known for their creativity, and McVay admittedly coached scared. I don't know about that, but he certainly didn't make any adjustments after halftime that I saw.
Belichick and Flores has a lot to do with that, though.
70-20, I think this game was awesome. Coming from somebody that has played football, this is a smash-mouth football game that had to be earned. I loved watching this game. Defense is a part of the game also. Best part of the game is the new Avengers commercial, though.
I'm just sick of superhero movies. I'm sorry. As soon as I see that on the commercial, I just kind of tuned out and phased out. So what was that number? What was the text number for that that texter right
there? The last one?
Yeah.
70-20.
70-20.
Yeah.
And 70-20, like our defensive football. 319-366-1600 as the Patriots get their sixth championship under Belichick and Brady. Didn't come easy, certainly. And I said this in my Sports View today during the 1 o'clock hour. I don't like the New England Patriots, I'll be the first to admit. And I really don't like them this year. But I respect the New England Patriots because they come back at you every year. The personnel change a little bit. They know exactly when to get rid of a guy, when to bring on a guy. Bill Belichick and his assistant coaches know exactly what type of player they need in the draft. It's, I guarantee you, when the Patriots pick at number 32, they are going to take either Noah Fant or TJ Hockenson if they are still around. Mm. I guarantee you that's going to happen, and they're going to be a superstar in that offense. That defense, they know exactly who to plug in when and where. They know the schemes. They don't run a lot of fancy stuff. They run about four formations, and they run a lot of schemes off of those formations. They send, like Romo said, they send Gronk on a seam. They send Edelman out in the flat or off of him, off of a pick, about 8 yards out, and they put James White out of the backfield or Burkhead or whoever.
By the way, stop talking about Julian Edelman as a Hall of Famer.
I knew that was going to come up today.
I've seen that. Listen, the guy had a brilliant game. He's second behind Jerry Rice in postseason receiving yards, largely because he's been there numerous times. And he's a great story. A college quarterback out of Kent State, drafted in the seventh round, ending up at the Patriots and developed into a receiver. Yeah. But stop with the Hall of Fame talk, Julian.
We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit about the Super Bowl. Plus, of course, Iowa and Iowa State basketball. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But puts a wrap on the football season for the NFL and for everybody until we get things, well, at least till the draft anyway. We'll talk a lot about the draft, and it'll be very interesting to see how this will play out. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the text line or the phone line, same number. At 319-366-1600.
98-42 on the text line. People giving praises to Brady, just stop. He was average. The game was won with good defense and running game.
Alex and I were talking about this in the sports office earlier today. We both said we would have loved to have seen a defensive guy pick up the MVP, but who do you give it to?
You have to give it to the whole team.
Right. There was no one who really stood out and had like a 10-tackle game, 2-interception game.
No.
Whatever the case
may be. I thought you had to give it to Edelman. As far as Brady, pretty pedestrian numbers, but I told Kyle before we went on the air, that pass to Gronk.
That was perfect.
Down to the 2 or 3 yard line was a dot. It was between or among three defenders. And obviously, that was the ball game there.
Now, I'll say this as well before we get to Cajun Troy, who wants to give her views of the New England Patriots. This should be good. I've got the delay on. All right. it also helps the New England Patriots a ton. They play in the probably worst division in football over this whole Brady Belichick era. I mean, that's 6 wins right there. 5-1 usually at the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have 5 home games. They never lose at home. So
Miami's done pretty good against them in Miami.
They won on the Hail Mary this year.
But Jets, Bills, yeah.
I mean, you go 5-1 at the very worst. You win your 5 games, and they're your 10-1 already.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a ton for the New England Patriots, getting a home game and getting a bye in there, although they didn't do that this year. They had to go through Kansas City, and they had to go into the Super Bowl. 319-366-1600. All right, Troy. I'm wrong.
No, you took,
I'm wrong about the Patriots.
You took it, the words right out of my mouth. This is why the Patriots are a good team. In a weak division, he doesn't have to show anything during the season. You know, they lose a game here or there, and he's getting ready for the playoffs the whole year. I read a comment, because I didn't watch any of it, where he said he looked at the Detroit game when they played the Rams. And that's when, because that's his former defensive coordinator for the head coach for Detroit. And that's what it is. You see, and that defense did not, you know, they said, you know, what they were 23rd, you know, against the run and the pass. So all he needs to do, he's going to win that division. He could lose a game here or there, but he's not going to show his hand. And that's the same thing with Nick Saban. He just have that LSU game, don't have to show anything. And then by the time, you know, the champion, he's always, you know, in the Final Four because he could do this. Now this year, I think, you know, Clemson had better players. And after losing that game, you know, last year, Clemson had a chip on his shoulder. But that's it. They're going to be there next year. And, you know, I mean, Gronk and Brady could sit out till December, okay?
Yeah.
Come back and play the game.
Edelman.
And he knows how to put the pieces in there.
You're right.
Because he was playing in this the whole time. So, but that's all right. Who Dat Nation coming back, and we'll be in Miami where we won the Super Bowl last year. We're coming.
You got to go through the Bears. Got to go through the Bears, Troy.
And we play. Well, listen, we're going to be in. We go to Chicago next year, so we'll take care of business. We'll do the games in September.
Awesome.
Touche, baby.
Okay, take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Troy. Appreciate the call. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a break here, here you go. My commercial right here. The Gazette running a piece tomorrow. Bud Light's corn syrup snub riles Iowa farmers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Iowa farmers not happy with Budweiser.
No. And I'm not endorsing on either side of it. I'm just telling you that why the commercials aren't as good as they used to be is because it's 2019 and everything has to be scrutinized about 1,000 times. That is why the commercials aren't as good.
Brian from Walford on the text line. Excuse me, Brady made plays when he needed to. Pedestrian numbers, yes. But can you name any other quarterback you'd want in a late-game scenario? He's the greatest of all time, and it's not even close.
I'm starting to lean that way, although I'd still... The only other guy I could see in those scenarios was Joe Montana. Now, he had a whole bunch of good players around him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But...
John Elway was known as a great fourth quarter quarterback, but I saw a stat today that Brady has, in the playoffs, twice as many fourth quarter comebacks as Elway.
Yeah.
So it's hard to argue with what Brady has done.
Yeah. 3:20, we're going to take a break, come back. More to talk about Iowa basketball, Iowa State basketball. A funky day on the golf course yesterday in Scottsdale. There was more controversy about the golf than there was about the football game yesterday. We'll explain. Mike Loss joining us in about 10 minutes or so. Stay with us. It is Gym Class coming your way on a Monday right here on KGYM.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
The Topgolf Swing Suite is now open at Graduate Iowa City. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Pet Mall.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Back on the Gym Class on KGYM for a Monday as we talk Super Bowl, but other things from the weekend. We're going to talk about this with Mike Halas as well, the Iowa basketball team. Stormed by Michigan on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Tongue-in-cheek, Mark Dukes, as the Hawkeyes' second team to knock off the Michigan Wolverines. And then Michigan State fell to Indiana over the weekend. A hot-shooting Indiana team that Iowa will meet up next in Bloomington on Thursday night. So the Big Ten race got a little weirder over the weekend. But what a performance in a very electric atmosphere at Carver Hawkeye on Friday night. Love to see that, and it was just a terrific evening for Iowa basketball.
Yeah, everything came together, and it was a terrific win, obviously, for the Iowa program to get to 6-5. And then, as you mentioned, Indiana, a game that you thought might be gettable, as the Hoosiers had lost 7 in a row, inexplicably almost wins at Michigan State, and they made. Everything.
Yeah. One of those
everything.
Days. Just one of those days. They poor, shot it well.
Poor shooting team in the Big Ten. And the next thing you know, they make half of their 3-point field goals, including about 60 or 70% in the second half. I mean, it was stunning.
That was the atmosphere that used to be in Carver Hawkeye Arena on Friday night with a jam-packed crowd and Iowa feeding off of that. A lot of consternation about the court storming afterwards on both sides. I don't think it was a big deal. It may have been a big deal for 12 hours. Sports are an emotional game. I'm going to say that.
You just beat the number 5 team in the country. And it was a tense game.
You're okay with it.
Didn't bother me at all, no.
As long as you do it without danger. Or hurting any media members.
Players loved it.
Oh, yeah. There's a little guy in a bear costume that Nick Bear hugged afterwards. You can't make that stuff up.
It was the signature win that Iowa needed, though.
Absolutely.
That had been absent from Iowa's resume up until Friday night, and that certainly was a signature win. And now what Iowa does from here on, the last 9 Big Ten conference games could be very, very good, or it could be just average.
Yeah, it starts with Indiana coming up on the road on Thursday in Bloomington. So that will be a very interesting game, our first chance and maybe the only chance, one of two this year anyway, to see Romeo Langford. I'm still not sure about him going pro. I know he has the talent to do so. It's just going to be – he hasn't had a great freshman year. He's had a fine freshman year. Not a great one. Going to be interested to see if Romeo Langford stays at Indiana for another year at least, or if he mm-hmm. tests the waters for the NBA. I think he'll probably put his name in. We'll see if he comes back with that. So Iowa gets a victory. Iowa State slugs out a win over Texas, but a win is a win. And Iowa State now within a half a game of the Big 12 lead. Going to Norman tonight, a place where Iowa State has actually played pretty well over the years. They face an Oklahoma team that desperately needs a win, as Oklahoma has laid an egg in the Big 12. And that Oklahoma needs this. Iowa State needs it. Those scenarios usually
for different reasons.
Usually play out for a pretty good night of basketball.
Yeah, for different reasons. Oklahoma 3-6 in the league, and as you mentioned, desperately needs to get one in the win column. And for Iowa State, half game back in the standings, trying to stay in contention for a Big 12 conference championship. As far as the victory over Texas, I thought it was a good, solid victory. A Texas team that just coming off a win over Kansas, that's no small task. Texas not ultra-talented, but capable. A decent team, I think. And to put one in the win column was good for Iowa State.
It was good for Iowa State, especially because Texas bigs down low. That is something that Iowa State has not played well defensively against over the last couple years. And didn't play their best game of the year, but Iowa State got it done. And they will take on Oklahoma tonight. A pretty desperate Oklahoma team. You go to 3-7 in the league, and I don't know who you are, but I don't care what your name is. You're four games under 500 in your league. You should not be considered for the NCAA tournament. And if Oklahoma loses tonight, they will be 3-7 in conference play. So should be a very interesting game. We'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock, 40 on 1600 AM, Iowa State at Oklahoma. And that will be, it's the not big Monday game. It's the slightly smaller than big Monday game, if that makes any sense for you. That'll be coming up tonight, 8 o'clock with the tip-off. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM. Got to get to the golf because this was crazy yesterday. Ricky Fowler tried everything in his power to give away another tournament yesterday, but arguably the most popular guy, would you say who? Rick, I would say Ricky's the most popular guy going to a couple events last year. The golf that I've seen, I think Ricky Fowler is the most popular guy.
He's right there, but different reasons. Phil and Tiger.
Yeah, different reasons than Tiger. Ricky's got all the kids, the teenagers, the young adults.
Interacting with the crowd.
Absolutely. But Ricky,
the fashion.
When Ricky was here at the Zach Johnson event a couple years ago, Ricky was the Pied Piper. Tried to give it away yesterday. I felt bad for him, though, because... And I texted you. I go, what in the world is happening? Mm. You didn't see it. It was awful weather in Scottsdale. And off and on, intermittent rain. And the time it rained the hardest, Fowler had a chip shot that actually took a big hydroplane bounce on the green.
I have seen highlights.
Bounced over the green, and there's a steep decline off the green into the hazard. I'm sorry, into the penalty area. First of all, that's...
It includes water.
Why can't we call it a hazard anymore? Anyway, so he has to take a drop on that steep, it's probably about a 40-degree, incline from the water to the green. Places his ball after he dropped it a couple of times, got to place it. He's walking up by the green, and all of a sudden, the ball comes off its grassy perch and goes back into the water again. He was nowhere near it. And he gets another penalty for having that happen. Thought he made an
eight. Because he left the scene of the drop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't matter if he would have addressed it. It would have been a two-shot penalty, and he didn't address it. Ball went back into the water. Taking it out was another penalty. So he's hitting six. Ended up making about a 30-footer for what he thought was a quad. Ended up a triple. And he ended up going on to win the event. But just to have that happen, and all of the clarifications of the rules of golf in the offseason to make it much more friendly and to make it easier. And then on Paul Azinger's first day of the in the analyst chair for NBC, they have to go through this rigmarole that took about a half hour by the time they got it all cleared up. It was crazy.
Ricky prevailed from there, though. He ended up trailing on the back nine after leading by four going into the final round, and he did win by two, which I thought was really good. And he was one of six when holding the 54-hole lead, one win, five losses going up into that final round. So I'm happy he overcame that.
I'm happy he did, too. I'm not sure he exercised the demons because he hit a lot of bad shots yesterday.
It was a tough day.
It was a tough day, and nobody really went low. Brendan Grace did a little bit, but then he got the lead and gave it back after driving into the water on the 17th, inexplicably, for that. All right, 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back. Michael Oss joins us. We'll talk about Iowa basketball, head into Indiana, look back at the Michigan game, talk college hoops, talk a little Super Bowl as well when we come back.
No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Edible underpants. never classy. Edible arrangements? Always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite, or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back in the gym class for a Monday here on KGYM. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluner will join us coming up tomorrow. KJ Pilcher also to look back on the sectionals and look ahead to the districts as far as wrestling is concerned. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, we've got a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse to present to one of our listeners. That'll be coming up before 4 o'clock today. Right now, Mike Halas set to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Also, give him a follow on Twitter. We encourage you to do that as well. And happy post-Super Bowl, Mike. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I give major props to the Patriots, even though I'm not a fan.
A lot of people aren't, but, you know, so what?
Nah. The game has been played. We look forward to next year. We look forward to the draft and all that fun stuff as far as the NFL is concerned.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting from an Iowa standpoint that Adrian Claiborne.
Kirk was there.
Wins a ring. James Ferentz, who was not active yesterday, gets his second ring. And, of course, Austin Blythe participating in the game. I think, Mike, Iowa had the most representation in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know if that's right or not. I didn't bother to check. I thought I saw Rutgers had four players in the game. But I don't know.
The McCourties, yeah.
Yeah, geez. Twins, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know, what are the odds?
First set of twins. Yeah, they were. First set of twins to ever play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Huh.
There you go.
Well, they must have similarities.
True, very true. We'll get back to the Twins in the Super Bowl coming up in a little bit. Carver,
we'll see the Twins in the World Series.
Hey.
That's Mark's thing. We got a ways to go till that. Carver on Friday night was kind of like Carver of the past, and that was good to see, wasn't it?
Well, if you're an Iowa fan, you know, or an Iowa basketball player, yeah. I mean, it was basically, Iowa's got 10 Big Ten home games this season, but it had two games against special teams. The first one against Michigan State was the week before, and that one got away. And if Michigan had beaten them, I'm not sure what could have happened the rest of the season to make this overly satisfying, because in your big moment games at home, you really got to get one. And they had Michigan ranked fifth, flying as high as a team can fly, really, 20-1. And Iowa won by 15, and the score might not have been as – or the game might not have been as close as the score indicates. It was basically just a beating. Iowa clearly outperformed Michigan, knew what it wanted to do and did it early. Got John Teske in foul trouble. Tyler Cook didn't have a big statistical game, but what I think went forgotten was that Cook forced six fouls in the first 9 minutes of that game, and two of them were on Teske. And that was big because they got Teske out of the game. He only played a minute and a half in the first half. He's an anchor on that team defensively, 7'1", having a really good season. And they removed him from the game. And in the second half, he came back and did a few things, but then there came fouls number 3 and 4, and once again, he was useless. And it made a huge difference.
You know, Mike, I've been kind of lukewarm on Ryan Kriener throughout his career, but the last few games, man, this guy has really stepped up his game and is a huge part of what Iowa's doing right now.
Yeah, he's really matured as a player. You know, they played Michigan in their final game of last season in the Big Ten tournament, and they lost, but they pushed him to overtime. Kriener was really good in that game. I think he had 14 points. I don't know what his other numbers were, but he played like he belonged out there. And so coming into this season, McCaffrey's got enough confidence to redshirt Jack Nungy, and you got crazy injury problems. You lose Pencil for the year. Garza's in and out. Cook's in and out. And Kriener's sort of been a constant throughout the course of the season, and he just played with a lot of confidence and maturity and moves on offense, and then defensively he's kind of reminiscent of Adam Woodbury in that he's the last line of defense who seems to be pretty good at knowing where to be and how to communicate with teammates. And he is, you know, for a guy off the bench, he's just he's been a revelation this season. Some games he hasn't had to do much or hasn't done much. Other games he's been very big, and Friday night he was very important. His play in the first half off the bench, along with what Wieskamp did, is what sprung Iowa from a close game into really opening that thing up.
Wieskamp, Freshman of the Week again, second time in 3 weeks, named by the Big Ten Today. I was very happy to see Iowa come out and, for the most part, play zone. I think that's the defense they had to play against Michigan especially, but I think it's also Iowa's best defense, and it flustered the Wolverines.
It did. John Beilein was pretty upfront about that, and what surprised me a little bit is he said that very few teams play zone against them. Some teams never play zone, period.
You're going to see more now.
I think so. But it's as if Iowa's coaches have seen the light of day on this, finally. At least you would think so. And now that it's working, don't mess with it, you know. So it's stymied Michigan. Their guards never really got going. Xavier Simpson's been a dominant player this season, and he never was all that authoritative in the game. And Charles Matthews, who's a terrific player, he didn't give them anything. So, you know, look, if you played that game 10 times, I think on a neutral court, Michigan's going to win more than it loses. But on that night, Iowa did the right things, got the right players in foul trouble, got some great individual performances, and, you know, if you only play them once, hey, 1-0 is the way to go.
Big picture, Iowa 6-5 in the league, fifth or sixth in the league. I can't remember exactly
sixth.
Where, but sixth. But now a trip to Indiana on Thursday, and as we talked about before, every week is different. Things change very rapidly in the Big Ten, and Indiana makes everything again at Michigan State and breaks a 7-game losing streak. And that was a game that I know a lot of Iowa fans thought that's at least a 50-50 proposition for Iowa, and it may still be. I don't know, but this is another big game coming up.
Yeah, that's just it. You said it right. I mean, for as high as you're flying after beating Michigan, you really got to put it behind you. It's a sort of a coaching cliche, but it's true, because you were looking at Indiana, and when you saw they were playing at Michigan State, you said to yourself, they're going to play Iowa with an 8-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
What could, you know, what would be better than that for Iowa, to have a team that's just on the skids and without confidence, unraveling totally? And then what happened in the second half and overtime of that game was you know, on the border of being miraculous. Indiana's a team that loses one of its two best players in the first half of the shoulder injury, Juwan Morgan. And it's the worst three-point shooting team in the league. They make 10 out of 23s. They get guys who hadn't even been playing in the last few games to come in and do great jobs. And they beat mighty Michigan State, so they come home still in bracketology after a seven-game losing streak. And all of a sudden, instead of people telling them how soft they are, including former Indiana players, now people are saying, well, the ship might be righted. That might have been the day that saved the season. And then they come home to an audience that's going to be very appreciative instead of just waiting for them to fail again. And Iowa's got its hands full Thursday night. So that's the kind of crazy league it is. I mean, same thing in Friday night. I'm sure a lot of people looked at Iowa's 15-point win over Michigan and said, what the what? But, on you know, you got to be at your best to win games like this, especially on the road. If Iowa gets the Hoosiers Thursday night, that to me is a better win than beating Michigan at home.
Interesting, because both Iowa and Iowa State kind of face the same situation. Iowa goes to a 4-7 Indiana team that's got their backs against the wall, squarely on the bubble right now. Iowa State heads to Norman tonight to take on an Oklahoma team that doesn't want to fade anymore. They're 3-6. They don't want to see 3-7 right now in the Big 12. So, you know, two dangerous, dangerous places and two dangerous teams that the Hawks and the Cyclones have to face this week.
Yeah, these are the games where you make your bones as far as the NCAA Tournament Committee is. If you win games like this, you get some comfort margin. If Iowa State wins tonight, for instance, that's more separation between them being a 4 or a 5 seed or as opposed to being an 8 or a 9, which is where you just don't want to be. You know, even if you make the tournament and you're an 8 or a 9, you don't have much hope of getting to the second week. But if you win games like this, if you win these road games against the mediocre teams, or the mediocre might be too strong a word, but Oklahoma's nothing special. Some other teams lose games like that. You know, and the teams that are fighting for the Big 12 title in a few weeks are going to be teams that have won these road games against teams that they're allegedly supposed to beat. And now Iowa State's won at Texas Tech. It's won at Oklahoma State. And this is one of those that you got to keep going to play for the Big 12 title. To keep going, you got to win tonight. Or else you've taken a step backwards. And, you know, these are the kind of games that Kansas may not lose, that Kansas State may not lose. You don't know. But if you win it, you're giving yourself a chance to stay right in that hunt. And Iowa State certainly did what it had to do last week. It held serve at home twice. And Saturday's win, I thought, was impressive over Texas. But that was a game it could easily have lost. So you win tonight, and what, they're 7-3?
Yep.
That's a nice place to be 10 games in with 8 to go.
Speaking of Iowa State, an alum, Monte Morris, doing amazing things in Denver. I read his stats that you provided yesterday. Is that an 8-1 assist to turnover ratio?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, you know, that's what he did at Iowa State. You figure, well, he's not going to do that in the NBA. I mean, that's just
he's doing more.
Yeah, I mean, look, point guards turn the ball over sometimes, and you're playing against the best defensive players on the planet. But he's on a good team, and he's really, really done his part for that team. I didn't see that coming. I thought he was an NBA player, but I thought he was, you know, I thought he was a backup point guard. He has been starting because of injury, and he might be pretty hard to pry out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
18 points a game, 39, nearly 40 minutes a game. So,
been one of the reasons why Denver's been a surprise that they have been this year.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, I can't say I've watched much because I haven't. and I don't watch any more NBA regular season than the next person, but I try and keep track of the guys who I've covered or who, you know, are from around here, and there just haven't been very many Iowa collegians in the NBA over the last decade, and you know, I kind of think that we're going to see more as time passes, but there have been very few who've made any kind of real impact. And he's making an impact for one of the best teams in the league.
With that being said, I'm going to ask you this. I had a friend of mine ask me over the weekend that we saw Iowa and Iowa State football have, what was it, six people go out early this year. Mm-hmm. What are the odds that we may see something like that again as far as basketball is concerned between Iowa and Iowa State?
Don't do it, Tyler. Don't do it.
You're not going to see six.
No, but we could see several. At least put their names in.
To be made. You know, I mean, the freshman, Talese Horton Tucker. I always have to stop and think if I got his name right.
Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah. Talen. Every time I get some part of that wrong, and I'm sorry.
I mean, they got him in the first round of mocks
Some do. And, you know, the healthier Lindell Wigginton gets, the better he looks. On Iowa's side, you don't know what's going through Tyler Cook's mind, if he wants to, if, you know, if this is his swan song or not. And I hate to do this, Iowa fans, but I wonder if a year from now you're going to be wondering this about Joe Wieskamp. I mean, look, what you saw last Friday night, that looked to me like somebody who's elite. And I remember we talked about him back in November, and I was, you know, I was singing his praises then, and it seemed awfully early to be doing it, but they haven't had too many like this in the Carver Hawkeye in the last 20 years. And this, he's a freshman, but he's a difference maker.
Speaking of the NBA, Deontay Burton headed to the NBA today, right?
That I didn't know.
Yeah, he's he was pictured in Des Moines Airport, headed for Oklahoma City.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, he's got a two-way contract with Oklahoma City, so he's been with them at times during the season.
Okay.
That's all I, you know, but that's, that he got called back up, I don't know, but those two-way guys go back and forth.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen him in an NBA uniform prior to this, yeah.
Get a cup of coffee right there, and looking forward to your trip to Bloomington. I tell you what, if you're a basketball guy, there's probably no better place or very few places to go that are better than Assembly Hall.
Yeah, I mean, when you're there, you know you're in basketball country. And the same goes for when you go there for a football game. You know you're in basketball country.
Yes, very true.
But you're right. I mean, it's got its very own architecture. It's got its own feel. And it's got those humongous national championship banners. So, it's, you know, it's not run-of-the-mill, even though in the five last seasons they've only had one winning record in the Big Ten, so it's you know, they're not giants right now, but they have won the occasional conference championship, which, you know, something Iowa can look at with a little envy.
Yeah, Romeo Langford shooting 24% from three-point range this year.
Would you like him on your team?
Yeah. It's getting
okay.
But we were talking about this earlier. He's had a good year, not a great year. 17 points, but like I said, he's shooting 24% from three this year. I just don't know if he's ready.
He's very good. You know, I mean, look, he's 18-year-old kid leading Indiana in scoring, and he made a huge three-pointer down late in that game at Michigan State. And I was in Louisville right after he signed with Indiana, and he's from New Albany, Indiana, which is just across the Ohio River from Louisville. and it was...
It was the Beatles.
It was an enormous deal when he signed with Indiana. I mean, it was... They almost declared it a state holiday.
Yeah.
The trouble is, if he's a one and done and they don't do anything special this year, what did it all mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
That'll be on Thursday night. And, safe travels over there through the ice and such, Mike. Sorry about that. Appreciate it. And
I might leave tonight.
It might not be a bad idea. Might not be a bad idea. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Mike Haloss, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, your opportunity to pick up a $50 gift card from our friends at Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse over on Highway 151 East in Marion. They've got all sorts of great things there, from sweaters to jewelry, home decor, unique gifts. They've got it all at Culver's. 319-366-1600, caller 6, 319-366-1600. Back to put a wrap on it after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and, you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit, straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables. You rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
357, congratulations to Kirk in Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our $50 gift card to Culver's. We'll have another one coming your way tomorrow and the rest of the week here on KGYM. Who is the final winner of Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 this year?
Not Gladys Knight, okay? Rick.
We are not doing the anthem again.
Rick is the winner of a $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway as he picked Alex to do the best, and Alex did. He was 5-1. Everybody else was 4-2 after we decided that the anthem was under the 154, even though many of us timed it at 201. Bovada in Vegas is paying the under. So that's what I decided to go with, and as a result, Dave is the individual winner of the pick six for the year, newcomer of the year.
Dave, and rookie of the year.
Dave Alec, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn win the team race by 2 games.
By 2 games. Congratulations to them. It came down to, I don't know if the Rams would have scored. I know I would have gotten that if they would have kicked that field goal at the end, but I don't know if it would have made any bit of a difference, but... At any rate, was a very competitive year.
Very spirited, yes.
Very spirited and competitive year between the two shows. Coming down to the end, though, and they get the title. So, but Rick,
Rick, yes,
is the $30 gift card winner from
Emels. Tomorrow, Lisa Bluter joins us. Talk Iowa women's basketball. The Hawkeyes, a big win yesterday on the road at Penn State. And KJ Pilcher to talk high school wrestling as we look ahead to the districts coming up this Saturday. Have a good night, Mark.
You too.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next.